This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need.
Serenading the ladies, and Kara said in a terse way, "Okay, it's time to get started." I was already started. I was ready.
Yeah, you were singing.
Excuse me. I was singing.
Back to you in the studio is what she was saying.
You're right. Okay, well, back to reality. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria is ill. I think she's caught in the anti-Trump flu and probably be out. She says she has... I hope this is not the case, because this is no fun at all. She thinks she had an ulcer. I think she said that in the email, Jennifer?
That's what I, yeah, that's what I saw. I hope not.
All right. Well, we wish her well. Hold a good thought. She's Pepto won't fix that problem.
No. Not when you're sprung a leak.
No. Right. Exactly. I had a
Pepto
small one
right
a year or so ago. It was not pleasant. Already... The websites are added. Will Donald Trump destroy America? There are a lot of things that are ancillary. You weren't with us yesterday because you were too busy hosting whatever it was that all night.
Doing live election results, Doug.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was a short, it's probably a short trip down the road there.
I had maybe 2 hours of sleep the night before.
Really?
Yeah, it was because
how many hours did you have
late
last
night?
Did you have a good night's sleep last night?
I went to bed, around 8 o'clock or so.
Okay.
I was just zonked.
Yeah, I've been zonked, too. I was in bed early last couple of nights. Didn't even see the hole. I started to watch Designated Survivor, and Meredith just turned over and went to sleep. She says, I can't stay up for this. And I then said, no, I can't either. I'm going to sleep. So, anyway, the world is still here. And it's 24 hours after the election. The one thing that I will underscore and the only thing that we will keep as a thread here on this program when it comes to something that isn't even, it's not even quasi-political, it's the question about the Electoral College. Thankfully, more and more people are coming to realize, whether you like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, not the point. As Al Gore got more votes in 2000 and basically was cheated out of the election by some favors at the Supreme Court, Jennifer may or may not agree with me on that one.
Disagree, but that's okay.
The same light, you can't disagree that Al Gore got more votes than
that's
George
right.
Bush.
I do. Yes, the popular vote was different.
Okay, and the popular vote is different here. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, though, and a lot of people are making, I think it may be too early to get on this bandwagon because we only have, I say only, 99% of the total vote isn't in. But yesterday morning we were talking about the vote, the total vote. It looked like Donald Trump had almost 300,000 more votes than Hillary Clinton. Now, after 24 hours of getting more of the results in, looks like Hillary Clinton had 200,000 more votes than Donald Trump did in terms of the popular election.
Right.
So in my mind,
there's still some votes that are outstanding.
Yeah, there are. So rather than have this conversation and get all emotional about it now, let's let it rest for another day and see when 100% of the vote is in, let's look at the tally and see what there is to talk about.
And one thing I would say to people who are upset about all of this, because look, no matter who would have won, 50% of the country would have been upset, right? I mean, we were split 50-50 here. You can tell in the closeness of even the popular vote, it was a very, very tight race that no one predicted.
Yep. I did. Oh, wait a minute. I said it was going to be. I said
I did too. I
thought he'd win by 7 electoral votes. That's what I said.
You
I've
said
been
he
saying
would
it
win?
For 2 or 3 weeks. I said he'd win by 2 or 3 votes. I think I said that she'd win by 3 or 4
That sounds
electoral
more
votes.
Like it, right?
Yeah. That's what I did say. Yeah.
You're one of the few with the crystal ball because I did my electoral map optimistically and I got him to a tie. That was about what I saw happening, maybe was a tie. But with the Electoral College, what makes this different than 2000 is that the popular vote is very tight. And there is an argument here if we want to just throw out the Electoral College and
yes,
let let every vote count. I mean, there's a valid argument. And I mean, that's one that we can talk about.
Yep.
But the reason that this is different than 2000 is that 2000 all came down to George Bush and Al Gore fighting it out in Florida. And as you mentioned, there was a lot of stuff at play there. It was a very close election, and it was over one state. Mm-hmm. In this case, the electoral vote is not over one state. I think that if it were, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have conceded. I think she realized that, I mean, to have Donald Trump win in Wisconsin and even have him in competition where it looks like he's going to win Michigan and to have him win Pennsylvania, I mean, these are really big feats.
I was surprised he won Pennsylvania, frankly.
I mean, the only reason I wasn't.
Florida.
And there's a lot of stuff that we can armchair quarterback, but I kind of mentioned it a couple of months ago. The one reason I think that he saw that shift in Pennsylvania is that Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail had gone out and said she wanted to end the coal industry. Mm. And that was a really big blow. That was the minute I knew that he would win Ohio, because there's just simply a lot of coal people in those areas.
Youngstown area, the Appalachian area, a lot of coal mines.
And more than our feelings, and people on the coast, I think, on the left coast and on the right coast, we tend to vote with our feelings more than our pocketbooks.
Yeah.
And the people in the middle of the country vote with their pocketbooks. And it's just not good right now. And so it's a change election. If you're upset about it, give the guy a chance. Not the president, even though he's powerful, has checks and balances. And, you know, you see what happens next. I don't believe that I like the guy, but I think love him or hate him, people can agree that he's got a big ego, right? Everybody can agree on that.
Yep.
He doesn't want to go down in history as being the worst president ever.
Nope.
He's going to surround himself with the people to get the job done.
Well, let's hope it's not all of the Mike Pence ilk. I think
even
he's going to have an
let's
important...
Let's see what happens. I mean,
there are so many things that need to be corrected, so many things that needed attention, and that's why he won. I thought it was very interesting, Jen. Bernie Sanders talking about Donald Trump in a positive way. He said... And it was the same with Bernie Sanders. I mean, how many times did I say on the air, Sanders and Trump are a result of the anti-establishment anger, the declining middle class, and they will continue to challenge the system. And you start with the Electoral College, and then you go through any number of... I, in the last hour, talked about the FCC. The two things that affect my life, my career, my pocketbook, are the Federal Communications Commission and how they regulate, and I put that in quotation marks, radio stations that carry this program. And the other thing that affects my life is the agricultural community and what's going on with these trade deals and how Trump doesn't want to have the trade deals because they're bad for America. They sure as heck are. This Trans-Pacific Partnership is a nightmare for the American agricultural industry in terms of the family farmer, the industrial, I shouldn't use industry, the industrial strength, big ag corporations and multinational outfits. It's good for them because they're all over the world. But you're a local family farmer, he's got a business with the Trans-Pacific. But he's gone. The farmland's gone.
Right.
So, anyway, I think it was, but I found Bernie Sanders' comments to be pretty interesting.
Well, I think they both have to acknowledge, I mean, Bernie and Donald started a movement.
They started it.
The media wanted to hear Bernie's, and they underestimated Trump's. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that the media had its head handed to it, and the pollsters. I frankly am sick of them. And I'm tired of all. One of the things that I find interesting are all these people that are protesting the policies of Trump, and they don't even know what his policies are going to be yet because they're not president yet. Come on. Give it a chance. Calm down.
There are
people who say he's a racist, he's a sexist, he's a xenophobe, he's anti-environment. Come on.
I will say that if you are really upset, and I voted for Hillary Clinton, so I'm not super happy, but I will give it a chance because there's not really anything else you can do.
Of course.
But I will say that if you are upset and you would like a venue to scream, then you should go to a concert, because I went to a concert last night that I've had tickets for a few months, and it was actually very nice to get to go.
And it felt good, right?
Yeah, you go and you get to scream, and you're excited and happy about something. So I think everyone just needs to go and do something that makes them happy right now, to kind of get out of the funk that a lot of people
are in. Emergency Trump protests. They're laughable. The expletives deleted in New York when people are walking around Trump Tower in front of Radio City Music Hall down. There were a lot of people, actually, who were out last night. The New York City police put up some barricades around. They had sanitation trucks filled with dirt to keep the protesters away from it. Calm down. I mean, America is a great country. This stuff will work itself out one way or another.
It's going to be great again.
We all thought that, Obama was a nightmare as far as I was concerned, but...
But a likable nightmare. See, that's the difference, is that in this election, both candidates were not super likable. And Obama, even when he was saying something I totally disagreed with him on, like Iran, the way he delivered it, he's a charismatic guy. He had that it factor, and I think that made him popular with a lot of people.
I think you just have to give people a little bit of time to acknowledge it and to accept it and move past it. Because, and this goes for anything, not just presidential elections, but if you are looking forward and thinking that something's going to happen for a year and a half, then no matter if it doesn't go the way that you think it's going to go, then you're going to be disappointed. It doesn't matter what it is. Right. If you think that you're going to go on a trip or you're going to have a party and you're looking forward to that for a year and a half, and that's basically how long people have been looking forward to Hillary Clinton being in office, if that doesn't happen, you're going to be upset about it.
You know what I thought?
And it's
going
to take a little bit of time to get past it.
Elizabeth Warren, who is a horror show as far as I'm concerned, senator from Massachusetts, and might be a very serious candidate for president in 2020, said, time for a chill, a truce with Trump. Calm down. Stop with all the rhetoric. Let's see what happens. She wants to work, she says, with President-elect Trump. We have differences, but we can work together to rebuild the American economy, admitting statement that there is a problem with the economy based on what's going on in the current administration. So I think that she's such a favorite with liberals, and there's been a lot of bitter exchanges back and forth. I think she called him a pathetic coward on Twitter.
Yes, I think something like that.
But that's because he called her Pocahontas.
That was kind of funny.
It was funny. It was quite funny. All right, 18 past the hour.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all Clarence bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. The sale ends November 22nd, and the savings won't last long. So hurry into David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2626. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2626.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Focus 360, now on music, because we, every hour at this time, have some musical stories to share with you. This one focuses on the talents of Katy Perry, who was a big Hillary supporter. She was supposed to appear during the Stephen Colbert Showtime election special on Tuesday night, but sources say that the segment that she was in was pre-taped. Once the results were in, the piece wasn't of any value anymore, and it didn't get aired. So the speculation is that she pulled a performance piece herself with the results coming in. The show did feature El King, though, and John Baptiste. Is it Baptiste or Baptiste?
Yeah.
He got his own house band. That's the band, the Colbert.
No, Baptiste.
Baptiste, okay. She did appear with Hillary Clinton in New York on election night prior to the results, admitting to the crowd
that her
parents...
She was there. Lady Gaga was there.
Yeah. She said her folks, Katy Perry's folks, voted for Donald Trump. So she was on the Twitter blackout protest, but yeah, I guess you get that. There are a lot of entertainers take themselves a little too seriously.
I don't know. One of the moments of the night that I witnessed was Cher walking out on stage, looking at the results board, and then walking back away quickly. There were a lot of celebrities there for Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we can, as long as we're still in the election and the discussion of results mode, the Prop 64 ballot issue in California, Jen, legalizing marijuana for recreational use.
My new life, yeah.
Tommy Chong, here he is.
Hey, man, you guys make a bacon double wide burger?
You deserve a spliff today. Take one talk and get blown away. And make do me.
Far out.
Tommy Chong gave California and Florida shout-outs for the passing of bills there.
Florida did medicinal marijuana. Now, did Massachusetts have a marijuana?
Yes,
issue?
And it passed.
Yeah.
Yep, it did.
It just shows how dumb voters are.
Well, thank you.
And how you can trick them with free stuff like getting a smoke pot. I don't know if that's free.
Free pot for everyone. Pot. Yeah, right.
This ballot initiative that was about the pot was 71 pages. And I'm pretty sure that the people that voted to pass it didn't read it. I mean, there
Snoop
was so Dog much gray.
Snoop Dogg.
I'm sure. But I knew a lot of people who, you know, enjoyed the weed every day that were saying this is not a good bill and we shouldn't pass it just because there's just a lot of gray area that this creates. But, hey, we'll see, right?
Hashtag smoke weed every day. That's Snoop Dogg's.
God.
And Twitter handle.
And so we have. Have martinis every day? No one says that.
I think we should start that though, don't you think?
What? Smoke weed every day?
No, have martinis every day.
I would like that actually.
There you go. That's a different thing. Artists for 64 included Sting, Sarah Silverman, Shailene Woodley, Melissa Etheridge, Jay-Z, Harry Belafonte, Tim Robbins, Herbie Hancock, Danny Glover, Olivia Wilde, Russell Simmons. There were a number of celebrities who endorsed the measure to legalize marijuana.
I wonder how many of them actually read it.
Well,
I'm guessing zero.
If it's that many pages, you're right. I think zero is a good number. So let's see here. Other states, Maine, Arizona, Nevada, Massachusetts passed by 53-47 margin. It hasn't, I don't think the results are in yet for Maine, Arizona, and Nevada. On the medical marijuana side, Arkansas and North Dakota also passed a measure. One in Montana hasn't been called yet. So they're pretty close, these ballot initiatives. Like other things in the election are pretty close. I want to talk about the proposition, the death penalty prop on the California ballot, Jennifer, and the pension time bomb in California, which affects and looks is reflective on the rest of the country coming up. 28 after the hour here.
Tick tock, tick tock. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a simple rule for finding out if you're living out your passion. If you have energy for what you're doing, and if what you're doing gives you energy, then you are. But if what you do drains your energy, and you don't have energy for it, then you're not living out your passion. And if you're not, I'd like to provide you with a friendly reminder that time is not slowing down or stopping. This is your life. You're right in the thick of it. Now is the time to live your passion. So if you're living it, great. But if you're not, get to it. For motivation and support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Everyday men and women in extraordinary situations. Americans who become heroes. Americans who become legends. Join the American Veterans Center this Veterans Day weekend as we share the story of American valor from World War II to the present day. Meet the heroes who defended Pearl Harbor 75 years ago. The legendary Tuskegee Airmen who took to the skies over Europe. Meet the heroes of Korea and Vietnam and the generation that is defending our country today. Tune in to American Heroes Channel for American Valor, a salute to our heroes. Sunday, November 13th, 8 a.m. Eastern. That's the American Heroes Channel this Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Listening to this program, it could be evening though if you're on Guam or somewhere else. It's early in the morning in Hawaii. It was a 2 hours difference from California, Jennifer, and three hours from the East Coast. All right, so hello and welcome to DJV without V. Victoria is ill today, but Jennifer is here, and Doug is here, and Kara Schillen is here. I would like to pay tribute to our friends in China, because the Chinese, as with all other countries, feel like they need to sort of pipe off. Is that a good expression?
Sound off.
On the election. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to China. Crank it up, Kara. That's a little old, this song. 900 million. It's like 100. Oh, a billion four now, I think. Chinese state media.
We haven't updated our numbers yet.
No. Chinese state media yesterday warned the U.S. president-elect against an isolationist policy and interventionist policy. Chinese state media calling for the United States to actively work with China to maintain the status quo.
And let us continue to own you.
Keep buying our stuff.
Right. Please, we want you to be our people.
Said he was going to tear up the trade deals and pursue a more unilateral foreign policy, putting America first. So he said in the election campaign. Let's see what reality brings him around to saying. But the Chinese government and some of the other foreign governments, too, seem to be uncertain about what he means. Yeah, they were really kind of
Dude? I've got news for you. You can be unhappy about it, but you're going to have to work with them for 4 years. So, you know.
You want our best. You want to put all of us put our best foot forward. But, you know, Trump was... China is an easy target, for God's sakes. Of course, there are a lot of people who resent what goes on there. Loaned us a lot of money. We buy a lot of their products. We have nobody to blame for the Chinese problem except our own. Just look in the mirror. Hello.
Mostly our problem with China is that we just simply can't run a budget in this country. So we start owing all this money, and guess who, you know, our big daddy banker is. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So that takes care of that. And then a couple of propositions that are of interest. We were talking about the marijuana thing earlier on, but I find this death penalty conversation, the one in California. There are 750 inmates on death row in California, as you know, Jennifer. Nobody's been executed in 10 years.
I think the number that is out there right now is that six people have been executed since 1978. Uh-huh. That's my lifetime.
So how did you vote on that prop?
I voted to keep the death penalty, and here's why. I understand all the financial arguments, and it actually makes more sense fiscally to keep people on death row.
Yes.
The difference
keep
for me,
them in
and
jail, not on
keep
death
them
row
in jail. That's right. Yeah. Pardon me, but keep them in jail without parole. I get all that. I think it's also unrealistic to think that California is going to change and start, making this move faster, where people aren't just hanging out on death row for 25 years, just hanging out, waiting. Appropriate either. But where my mind changed, and I think I've told you this before, Doug, is I've always struggled with the idea of the death penalty, whether we should be the judge or God's the judge or how this all works.
Yeah.
But my friend, one of my very close friends, had her grandparents killed by Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker in California.
Yeah.
And he didn't just kill the grandparents, he raped the grandmother and gouged out her grandfather's eyeballs. And one of the ways for her to get closure was to not have this person on the planet anymore. And for those victims, I
don't
respect
disagree with
that.
I'm for vengeance. If you really admit that the death penalty is being used to avenge a horrible death like that, I'm okay with it. I'm all right. I just don't want to use IP unless you're. I mean, if you're really sure you got the goods on him. The problem is when George Bush. It was most notable in Texas when Bush was the governor there, and then you look around in Illinois. There are all those problems there, and then you start looking at the death penalty. Who's on death row, and how many people have been exonerated either before they were executed or after they were executed? How many people have been let out of jail after 30 years of being inappropriately put in jail, incarcerated?
Right.
And it's just wrong. It's bad.
And by the way, I think it's appropriate, and I would be totally fine with this, even though it would cost some money, and I'm generally against doing stuff that will cost money for the government. But if this is a problem, if this was a systemic problem of these weird convictions when people couldn't afford proper defense or whatever it might have been from 30 years ago, 40 years ago, people have just been sitting. Let's review the case. Let's have fresh eyes review the case before each person gets, you know, actually sent away. But in cases of these serial killers or people who are just doing huge amounts of destruction
just
to large numbers of people,
I just, in my heart, I can't see them.
The feeling should be for the victims, not for the perpetrator of the crime.
That's always when we have this conversation. Sorry, what about the victims? Yes.
But what's interesting about California is we had two death penalty initiatives on the ballot. So the first one, to repeal the death penalty, failed, which I was super surprised about. I thought for sure the death penalty would go away, especially in the ways that everybody else voted. And that's why I think maybe people were confused by this one. Sure. The second one was to expedite the process. And as of yesterday when I checked, it was still too close to call. I think it may have passed. But basically, once someone is convicted of a life sentence, they're just put into this sort of weird holding pattern for 7 years.
Yeah.
And so this ballot initiative would have moved that time up, which I think is fair to both the criminal, by the way, or the convicted, and the system, is to make things move faster. I mean, no one wants to just hang for 6 years or 7 years. So that one, I think, is still too close to call. Could have passed. But when you put it in conjunction with the fact that we legalized marijuana, it was a very liberal down the ballot voting block, and to keep the death penalty, that was kind of weird. I mean, we even voted on a $2 a pack cigarette tax. I mean, taxes.
How'd that do?
It won.
Did it?
It passed. Yeah. I mean, all of these things passed. I don't even say good. I mean, people want to smoke at this point. I don't know if the $2 deters them, and I just more money for the government that goes where.
Well, that if there's an earmark on it, it's supposed to be used not for research, because the research is bogus and just gives somebody a job. It is aimed at treating people. If it's used to treat people who have, let's say, diseases based on secondhand smoke, that would be okay with me, frankly. Secondhand smoke, those victims, they're completely, I mean, if you smoke, make a decision to smoke, and you die, that's your choice. If, in fact, you have inflicted somebody, or somebody has been affected by, and it's easy to find this in the research being done on your body, because if you have COPD or something that develops as a result of being exposed to secondhand smoke, you can find it in the data that comes from researching what's going on in your body, because there are ways of seeing how you're affected by secondhand smoke versus primary smokers. I don't know. We have to ask Dr. Ken about that, but that's something I'm perfectly okay with that, frankly. All right. So anyway, as long as we're in California, I want to spend a minute or two talking about the pension system and how this is sort of mirrored or replicated in other places in our country. But because Jen is a Californian and I'm a part-time Californian, we can look at this and ask you to wonder about what's going on in your state. If this is what's going on in California, what's going on with you in your state? Questions and answers coming up 43 after here with DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Probiotics are in drinks, dairy products, even sauerkraut, and the $34 billion market is climbing. Here's Genetraband's medical advisor, Dr. Nigel Plummer.
Probiotics benefit gut health and immune function, such as decreasing coughs and colds, by up to 50%.
Nature, diet, and lifestyle can stress out the body, and food may not supply the probiotics you need.
Comparing food sources to supplement sources, steer towards supplements because they've been shown to have proven track record of providing health benefits.
For more, visit GenestraHMF.com. Around the holidays, preparation is key. Food Network host Damaris Phillips says her number one tip is freeze it.
The new Food Saver SM5000 food preservation system saves me. Dishes made months in advance taste delicious by removing the air that destroys freshness.
Tip number two, buy in bulk. The Food Saver system keeps food fresh up to 5 times longer, and it can save families up to $2,700 a year by buying in bulk, on sale, and reducing waste.
Preserve food in the pantry, fridge, or freezer.
More at foodsaver.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant now for just $4. Only at Burger King.
All right, this portion of Barry. This portion of the program brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Burger King Breakfast. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for $4 at Burger King. Price and participation vary. 47 after the hour. So I promised a conversation about the pension time bomb in California, where there's a $1 trillion liability. We talk about the national debt being $20 trillion. Well, California alone, in their pension obligations, the state owes $74,000 on average to public employees. In some of the working class towns in California, Jennifer, the richest person in town is the retired police chief.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these people have double-dipped, triple-dipped, and it's legal. I understand that. But when you look across the board, I believe the estimate that I saw was $946 billion that they don't have in cash, but that's their obligation at the moment to people if they live sort of a normal life. Former California employees, the pension system, CalPERS it's called.
Right.
So what are people, was there something on the ballot with regard to this? The everybody in the
state.
There
wasn't a lot. What the only thing that is that sort of speaks to this is there was like a DWP amendment, which would have done some reshuffling that failed. And I think, regardless of how progressive or liberal a state California is, I think there is still a really big frustration with this pension issue and how it has gotten so far out of hand. And so we didn't have a ballot measure about it, other than some local county measures like in LA, like I said, with the DWP. But you see them fail, and I think it, people feeling like, hey, we need to organize our house first. And I just think that there's kind of this, either people don't care or they're just outraged that we're in these problems because of mismanagement, basically.
There are some of the state retirees making $500,000 a year when you look at the books here. Police captain in L.A. got $753,000 as
he
retired.
That was promised to them, though. So it's like,
yeah,
we can,
it's not their fault.
We can be angry. It's not their fault. That was their deal.
It's bad government. That's the whole, the retirement system in our country is wacky. The public employees get away. Then again, you're right. It's not their fault. They go get those jobs because they know that when they retire early, they've got good pensions, and they, you know, they live a good life. And that's fine if they can do it. But why am I indebted or you indebted to pay for their retirement this way. It's not what I'm going to get as a retired person, nor is it what you're going to get. It's 10 before the hour here with DJV.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, here we are at 53 half the hour. It's Tech Talk time. The results of Big Brother, i.e. the government, looking for private data from Google users. The user data requests 41,000 in our country so far this year. That is general requests from Google to give us all you have on this. And that's been done 41,000 times so far this year by the United States government. Wow. Going to Google. How about that? 41,000 wow. times. You look at other countries, the government is monitoring. I was noticing with interest the discussion in England is the same as it is here because the Brits are upset. They just found out, and the Norwegians did too, how much snooping is being done by their government. And they don't like it. 13,000 requests in Brazil this year, 9,000 requests in the United Kingdom. These are specific items. They go to Google and say, give us all you can on the data from the newsrooms in America. Okay, that's one request for the newsrooms in the UK. So then they bring up all of the things that are either audio or video, and they'd send them to the government. That's how obscene that is.
Mm-hmm.
That is really bad. Speaking of that, just as an aside, with all of the dazzling technology that the news media has, the data, the sophisticated models, you see all that stuff in the newsrooms on the wall, this is what's going to happen here and there. They were just all wrong.
They were just wrong. Whoa.
They were. They were. They were a very bad guide. And it was all based on technology, and technology doesn't always work for you. Anyway, let's get to Pandora and a new look at Pandora that's coming right up here on Tech Talk Time.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, so Jen, the Pandora streaming service refreshing its web platform, unveiling new features that it says will keep desktop users tuning in. You listen to Pandora?
I do. I use it a lot on my phone, and I think that's what Pandora is seeing, is that they're getting a lot of phone listenership, where it used to be when Pandora first launched, a lot of people would use their desktop application to listen to music at work or, you know, whatever, at home, at work. Well, now they're trying to upgrade that experience for people to keep them listening at their desk. The facelift is to create kind of like an enhanced user interface, more intuitive features similar to the app. Users navigate between past, present, and future listening that they will be able to replay and skip functions, which are big additions, because sometimes with Pandora on the app, you're able to skip a few songs if you have the free version, or you can skip as many songs as you want if you have the paid version. On the desktop, it was a little different. So they're able to now skip and replay songs. The music service is also drilling deeper into live features by sharing upcoming tour dates in the Now Playing an Artist Pages section. So you'll get more information on the artists where they're performing near you. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, if that's the... They're all trying to, Spotify, they're trying to separate themselves from each other, if you will.
Right.
Meanwhile, Amazon Prime, shopping for groceries, beauty products, and now it looks like they're going to allow you to find home assistants.
This is so great. First of all, props to Amazon for thinking of everything that we could possibly want and then letting us order it online. Seriously, that's their business model. On Amazon, find anything you want.
Yep.
With Amazon Fresh, you get all your grocery products with the pantry. You get everything sent to you. It's automatic. Now, if your house is messy from all those Amazon packages, it's very interesting to note that in Seattle, there were job postings that requested home assistance for the company. And according to the post, the position entails tidying up around the home, laundry, and helping put groceries and essentials like toilet paper and paper towels away. This will be now added to Amazon Prime and tested in key markets.
All right. Here's good information for you. Thank you. Jen, 59 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.